Question. One of my lay insight meditation teachers said, the Western lay practitioner is an experiment in Buddhism. What do you think? To me, it seems our lay teachers are also an experiment. Seems to be some bias there. Well, certainly in the West, and the predominant mode is certainly lay practice and lay teachers so far, although there's an increasing amount of interest in people wanting to study in with monastic teachers, and there's certainly a strong interest in monastic training. It's just the monastic presence is still pretty tiny, really. But certainly at Abhayagiri, we've almost always have a waiting list for people who want to come and train, there's a for the nuns from our community, there's a plan for them to come establish a place, and there's a lot of people waiting patiently, so that there's so the classic model is certainly the monastic sangha, being the laying the foundation for example and teaching leadership. I think there's oftentimes there's a false dichotomy perceived from the West, in this that there's a lot of because the monastic presence is so strong in Asia, then oftentimes people overlook the strength of the tradition of lay practice and lay teachers in Asia, certainly in Thailand, very much the case. There's lay men, lay women who are excellent scholars, teachers, it's not as monochromatic as people might perceive. So I think it's certainly the model that the Buddha himself gave was the. It's like the there's this a very interesting discourse where. Mara comes right after the Buddha is enlightened, and says, "Okay, well, you've done your work. Good time to pack it in. You can die now." and the Buddha sort of says, "No, it's my function and purpose to." To teach and I won't pass away until the bhikkhus, say the monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen are well established in the path and the fruits, and able to give leadership and solve problems and be able to stand alone, stand on their own, so this Dhamma discipline can last for a long time. And that was, so that was the Buddha's, his standard of what was a balanced, strong sasana or dispensation. It was when monks, nuns, laymen, laywomen were both knowledgeable and well-practiced. So.